With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. In 30 minutes, you can watch one episode of a sitcom or take America's shortest commercial jet flight. Alex Hager reports, thanks to a scheduling quirk, you can take off an Eagle and touch down in Aspen.
In order to receive federal aid during the pandemic, American Airlines had to prove it was still serving all of its regular destinations. But with few passengers going to mountain towns, the airline decided to consolidate. So now, 5 days a week, a regional jet takes off in Dallas and stops in Eagle, Aspen, and Montrose before heading back to Texas. Aspen-Pitkin County Airport Director John Kinney says the strange routing makes sense, at least financially.
The most cost-effective alternative to serving those four markets independently is to combine them.
The flight will only last until early June. After that, you'll have to make the drive, which is still just under an hour and a half. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
When Carbondale's new city market opens, shoppers will be greeted by local art when they enter the store. Arts and culture reporter Kirsten Dobroth has more.
Kroger's artwork program and Carbondale Arts announced yesterday that local artists Andrew Roberts Gray and Raina Katzenberger will design a mural for Carbondale's new city market. The 16-by-5-foot collaborative design is planned for the store entrance. Roberts Gray and Katzenberger's design was chosen from 15 submissions. A representative from Kroger's artwork program said the project was selected for its local imagery that spoke to the character of the community. The new store is slated to open this fall. Kirsten Dobroth, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
Governor Polis has announced how he plans to spend almost $1.6 billion in federal aid during the coronavirus pandemic. Polis will send about $1 billion from the CARES Act to K-12 schools and colleges and universities. The money can cover new distance learning programs and other needs that come up during the pandemic. The spending plan also includes $275 million for local governments, some of which have had to lay off workers. Republican lawmakers are criticizing Polis for spending the money, saying the legislature should decide where it should go, not the governor. Researchers with the nonprofit Headwaters Economics looked at what drives housing to become so expensive in places that depend on recreation for their economies. They say it's actually a side effect of prosperity, but it's not all good. The Mountain West News Bureau's Ray Ellen Bichelle reports.
Outdoorsy towns are desirable, so people are moving there. But it means that a lot of residents are funneling big chunks of their wages into their homes, like Wasatch County, Utah, or Park County, Colorado, where the average worker spends almost half their wages on rent. Or take Carbon County, Montana, where you can spend almost two-thirds of your salary on a mortgage. The researchers say such unaffordable housing has created a baseline of financial hardship that makes residents less able to weather crises like natural disasters or pandemics. Layoffs and people moving to these places to escape COVID-19 are both expected to sharpen those inequalities. The researchers say there are a number of ways to combat this issue, like setting minimum wage standards, requiring employers to provide housing for their employees, or building homes on land owned by the community or by nonprofits. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bichelle.
And I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.